The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, you beautiful news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the news show. It's the 19th of November, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Hey, iOS users. Guess what? It's another update time. I know, we just did it. Here we go again. Yes, it's only been about 2 weeks since we updated, but get ready for iOS 13.2.3. As you probably guessed, this is going to help some bugs and improve the performance of your iOS devices, fixes some issues with mail, files, and notes that may not work, addresses some issues where photos and links and other attachments may not display in the messages details view, also fixes an issue where it could prevent apps from downloading content in the background. And according to Apple, it will resolve issues that prevent mail from fetching new messages. Now, I'm sure most of you are wondering, should we go ahead and hit that update button? Is it safe yet? Well, from what we can tell so far, yeah, you should be good to go. Being the fact that this is a bug fix update, hopefully we won't have any problems. Cloud Simple. Ever heard of them? I hadn't. Now, Google actually knows CloudShare because they actually have a partnership with them. Apparently, that wasn't enough for Google. They decided, we'll just buy you. So, what is Cloud Simple? Well, it lets businesses run VMware vSphere workloads on the cloud. That allows them to take advantage of on-premises tools and databases and plug them into Google Cloud, supposedly with minimal retooling. Now, before, Cloud Simple actually offered support for Microsoft in addition to Google Cloud. And it's kind of up in the air right now. That's going to be continuing. In fact, a lot of news agencies have reached out to Google saying, hey, is this going to keep going? Google has actually declined to comment, so I'd say it ain't looking very good. Amazon Free Music. Yes, you can only actually get it on Echo speakers and Alexa devices, but that's not the case anymore. Yes, now you get to hear ad-sponsored content in all its glory on iOS, Android, and even the Fire TV. Can't understand why it wasn't on the Fire TV to begin with, but who knows. Now, of course, with this, they're offering access to top playlists and stations across all of these new devices. Actually, according to Amazon, music fans will be able to play thousands of stations based on any song, artist, era, and genre. Not to mention, there'll be an extra playlist out there for all you free goers for the holidays too. Finally, Cortana on iOS. Did you use it? I guess you didn't, because they're going to kill it. I certainly didn't use it. I don't even think I ever installed it, considering how bad Siri has gotten. But yes, those of you that did rely on Cortana for iOS and even Android, it will be dead in January. Now, apparently in January, it will start out in just a few countries. Guess it's going to be a slow death, meaning the folks in the UK, Canada, and Australia, yeah, you're the first to see it go. Apparently in Germany, Mexico, China, and Spain, Cortana's death will hit you a little bit later on. No word yet when it's going to hit the US or other parts of the globe, but I'm sure it will follow pretty soon afterwards. Have you got yourself one of those juicy tech stories and you just want to share it, but no one else is listening? Well, share it with us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. That is powered by our fine hosting company over there at TSO Host. Get yourself some great, reliable web hosting today with fantastic customer service. Check them out now at tsohost.com. You can find British Tech Network on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. You can also find us on Twitter at British Tech, and you can come join our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Hey, get ready for something here. We're going to have a show tomorrow. Yeah, a Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.